If a man has to get up and he starts working just as the sun comes into sight, he says he had to start work at
sunrise.
Yes, ma'am, sure did. All right. What time did the sun rise this morning? Do you happen to know? I don't know. I don't know either. About 6-7 o'clock, which is a, all right. Would you say, how would you say that the sun came up when it comes up?
Slowly.
Slowly, all right. But does it jump up or what? How do you
describe
it? No, it
rises. The sun rises slowly.
All right. Rises, all right. What do you say when it came up yesterday? What about the sun rose?
The sun rose yesterday.
Right. All right. And what about if it came up even way, you know, way back past, way, you know, last week? How would you say it came up?
Sun rose last week.
Sun rose last week. Thank you, ma'am. All right. If we have to work until the sun goes out of sight, we work until
sundown.
Okay. All right. I just used this word. The word that I'm thinking of is like today is the present, but the things that happened
past.
All right. But when did they just happen? What's the closest to today? If we had the day before today is called what day?
Yesterday.
Yesterday. All right. If somebody came on Sunday, the last Sunday, if he came a week earlier than last Sunday, you would say that he came here at what? In other words, he is coming one Sunday, and then he's going to come back another Sunday, and then another Sunday, and another Sunday. How is he coming?
Week after, no?
Yes, go ahead.
Week after week.
Week after week, or?
Sunday after Sunday,
that's
Sunday.
That's fine.
Three Sundays.
He's going to leave next Sunday. The person's going to leave next Sunday. And a week beyond that Sunday would be?
Sunday after next.
The Sunday after next, okay.
Because all this is funny stuff.
Yes, right. If somebody stayed from the 1st to the 5th, you'd say he'd stayed about how long? From the 1st to the 5th.
Week?
About a week. Have you ever heard the word fortnight? Have you ever used it?
Yes, I've heard it, but I don't think I've used it. Yeah. Fortnight. Would that be fortnight then?
That's what they say, that it's a fortnight.
Fortnight. Yeah.
Okay. That's what they say. All right. If today is Wednesday. Thursday will be
next day.
Next day, or another word for it is
tomorrow.
Tomorrow, yes. All right. Now we're going to talk a little bit about the time. Okay. According to my watch, it's about 9:30. If you don't know the time of day, you ask somebody, how do you
what
ask?
What time is it?
Like, now I just said it was 9:30. Mm-hmm. What's the next half hour?
10:30. Nope.
On the half hour?
10:30.
That'd be the hour. Yeah. That'd be 10 o'clock.
10 o'clock, yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Then. Okay. Then also, in connection with time, I know you've seen them. See somebody carry a watch in their pocket, and he pulls it out, and you look at it. What do you call that?
Pocket watch.
Okay. What's the time that's the half hour between 7 and 8 o'clock?
The half hour between 7 and 8 o'clock.
7:30.
Yes, ma'am. Say a little bit louder.
7:30.